Let me start with a strange truth that annuities solve one of the biggest problems in retirement, not running out of money, and yet they're one of the most emotionally rejected financial tools that exist. That's the paradox. Now, people say they want certainty, they say they want peace of mind, and they say they want income that they can't outlive. But when you offer guaranteed income, something in their brain short circuits. And today, we're not going to talk about rates or fees or products. We're going to talk about why your brain resists annuities, even when they make sense. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker. Welcome to episode 98 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I'm the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. So let's dig into what happens to your brain when you start considering annuities. Well, first of all, your brain was never really designed for retirement as we know it today. Your brain actually was evolved to avoid danger, preserve control, and really react emotionally before logically. It did not evolve to plan for a 30-year retirement with uncertain markets, inflation, and longevity risk. So when annuities enter the conversation, your brain automatically defaults to this survival instinct, not the math behind it. And this is why annuity objections are emotional first and logical second. So let's break these down. The first objection that normally pops into people's head is, what if I die early? This is called loss aversion. We talked about this in the last episode. And what they're really asking is, what if I buy an annuity and I die early? And behavioral economists, again, call this loss aversion. We feel the pain of a perceived loss twice as strongly as the pleasure of a gain. But notice the flaw in this thinking. Dying early is not a financial risk. Running out of money while you're alive, that's the risk. So your brain constantly obsesses over the scenario of where, okay, we won't be here, we won't need the money, we won't experience the loss. It's always going more towards the gain than the possible loss. And I used this analogy last week that this is like refusing to buy fire insurance because what if your house never burns down? That wasn't wasted premium. That's a successful outcome. And annuities work the exact same way. If you die early, the risk never materialized. The annuity didn't fail. It actually did what it was supposed to do. The next objection that I normally hear is, well, I don't want to lose control of my money, meaning I don't want to lock up my money. This is the control illusion. And honestly, this one runs very deep and I get it. But people say, I don't like the idea of handing my money over. But here's the truth. You've already given up control when you retired because now the markets are deciding your returns. Inflation is deciding your purchasing power and longevity, which is unknown to all of us, is really deciding the duration of your retirement. So the only question that should be asked is, who's managing those risks now? You or an insurance pool that was actually designed to absorb all those risks? And I like to use this analogy of, you know, you're flying the plane versus buying a ticket to fly on a plane. And managing retirement income without guarantees is very much like trying to get your pilot's license. And then you're going to fly through unpredictable weather with no landing time guaranteed in the future. So the annuity is very much like buying a ticket. Okay, you didn't lose control. You're still getting on the plane. You just delegated the risk of flying it to someone else who's a professional. Now, the third objection that I hear on a pretty regular basis is, I can do better investing, or I'm going to do better in the market. Okay, now this objection actually feels rational, but psychologically, it's rooted in overconfidence bias. And I actually had to look this one up. So overconfidence bias is a cognitive bias where an individual's subjective confidence in their own judgments, knowledge, or abilities is greater than their objective or actual performance or accuracy. So this leads to an inflated sense of certainty and often results in poor decision-making and an underestimation of risk. People believe that markets are just going to cooperate with their retirement, that their withdrawals will be manageable, and that their future selves will just kind of adjust as things happen. But retirement math is very unforgiving, okay? If you withdraw too much early, you can't undo it. You live longer than expected, then that math compounds against you. If markets turn on you early in retirement it's almost impossible to recover from that downturn. So I like this analogy of markets as stepping stones, okay? Very unstable. My boys love playing in the creeks. So we're down there in the summers. And if you've ever tried to cross a creek, kind of stepping on rocks and one just gives out from underneath you, this is kind of the exact same thing in retirement. The stepping stones work until one slips or turns over underneath you. And annuities very much act like a very solid bridge. You don't want to cross a river by just hoping you're going to make it to the other side. You cross them by building something that holds up against an unforgiving current that will never stop. Another objection I hear is, man, these things are just, they're too complicated. I don't get it. And you know what? This one is fair. And I actually talked about this in a couple episodes previous to this one. I have a very innate ability to overcomplicate annuities and retirement strategies. And then people just kind of shut down when things feel complex. There's a really good book written called Fast and Slow Thinking, I think it is. And this guy talked about System 1 and System 2. When things start to get complex, we just tend to shut them off, okay? And again, I have a really bad habit of doing this. But complexity isn't the problem. Uncertainty is the real problem. And annuities actually simplify your retirement because it's income you can count on that you can't outlive with no risk to the market. It's really that simple. Guaranteed income for the rest of your life that has no effects to the market. And I think what people forget, especially in the age that we live in with the amount of technology that we have, we use things every day that we don't understand. We just know how they work and how to work them. The cell phone is a perfect example of that. Cell phone is something I use all day, every day. All I know is I dial the number and then I talk to the person that I want to talk to. But everything behind the scenes that makes that happen, I have no idea what makes that work. And annuities are exactly the same. You don't need to understand the inner workings of them. You just need to understand what problem they're going to solve for you. And this last objection is probably the one I hear the most. And it's, okay, what about the death benefit? What about leaving money behind? And, you know, this objection is noble, but it's often misplaced. Okay, what you should be asking is, would you rather leave money behind or avoid being a burden while you're alive? Because a lot of people, especially retirement age, that's one thing they do worry about. They just never say it out loud. They don't want to be a burden to their kids. And annuities really are a self-focused tool. Okay, they give you agency. And what they're really doing, when you think kind of deeply about it, is they're actually there to protect your dignity and your independence and to continue to give you choices. And it's very much like, again, when you get on an airplane, you got to put your own oxygen mask on first and then worry about helping everybody else. You can't help anybody if you're in a bad situation. And if we're looking at leaving money behind, let's find a product that does that the most efficiently. Things become less effective when you try to mix and match the purpose of those products for every dollar that you're putting into it. Let's assign a purpose to every dollar that you have and find the most effective way to get that outcome. And here's the big reframe that everybody in retirement has a big problem transitioning to, is that annuities actually buy more freedom. And here's kind of what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a story. So let me tell you about a couple of clients. I'm just going to call them Mark and Susan, okay? They retired with solid savings. On paper, everything worked. Emotionally, it didn't. Mark was a numbers guy, spreadsheet guy. I like those guys because they have everything organized. And he trusted the markets and believed that, you know, disciplined investing and spending would carry them through. Now, Susan, on the other hand, worried about something else entirely. She was worried about the downturns, okay? She was worried about inflation. And quietly, she worried about outliving Mark. And that is a very rational fear to have. Because at the end of the day, if Mark is the guy doing all this stuff and he's the one who watches CNBC all day, what happens when he's gone? How is she going to handle this? So when annuities came up, you know, Mark immediately pushed back. And again, standard objection, I don't like the idea of locking up the money because what if the markets do great? So Susan didn't argue, but she did ask a very relevant question of, can we afford to be wrong? Some people can, Some people can't. And that really changed the conversation for Mark. So instead of chasing returns, we focused on the basics: housing, food, healthcare, and we use guaranteed income to cover only those expenses, nothing more. So the rest stayed invested. So when markets do dip, which they will, Mark will probably still notice, but he's not going to panic. And Susan, she sleeps well at night. This is sleep insurance. The annuity didn't make them richer, but it did make them calmer and more aligned in their retirement goals. So Mark got to keep the growth with the equities. Susan gained the certainty she was looking for. And once their income floor was secure, they actually felt more comfortable taking market risk, not less. So the irony that most people miss is annuities don't replace the investing. They actually quiet the fear that can interfere with the investing. So that's just it. Guaranteed income doesn't reduce flexibility. It creates it. When your basics are covered, you can invest more confidently. You can spend without guilt. That's a big one. And you sleep better. So annuities don't replace the growth part. They just support. And if you're new to this whole annuity thing and you're wondering, okay, what are these things? How do I use them? The best resource that you can go look at is my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. You can find that by going to atlasannuity.com, clicking on the video section, and it will be at the top of the page. You can start watching that video series. Now, if you've been looking at annuities, you're not really sure, but some of these objections that we went through today kind of resonate with you and say, okay, maybe I should just dive in a little bit further for my specific situation, then book a short Zoom call with me to get your questions answered, to find out if this is even going to be a good fit for you. You can book a time by going to atlasannuity.com, and just a short conversation, no pressure. Let's get your questions answered. And as always, if you're finding this information helpful, do us a favor, subscribe to the channel, share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing this information. I want to thank you for joining me. Again, my name is Marty Becker. This has been episode 98 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.